everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Chris Munro, chairman of Basford United, as the club embark on a new initiative called Active February. So we'll be hearing more about that initiative later. But we're going to start the show with some fundraising news. And George Mellon, who's played for several Northern Premier League clubs over the years, has sadly been diagnosed with motor neurone disease. This horrific news, though, has all seen his friends and family rally around some excellent fundraising events. And one of those people is Lancaster City manager Mark Fell. And Mark joins us now. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and brilliant fundraising going on here for George. Tell us a bit more, especially about this bike ride.
Yeah, so obviously some really tough news in the last sort of couple of weeks with George Mellon, and he played for me a couple of clubs. Obviously played in the NPL for clubs like Bamber Bridge and Leek and a few others. Kendall for a lot of years, he was captain there. So obviously he was diagnosed with motor neuron disease, which I know that everyone will be aware of. It's a horrible illness. And what's been a really sort of nice point about this is the amount of people that have come out in support of George. And we felt, myself, Lee Ashcroft, Peter Wright, felt that it was worth us doing something special for him, and obviously try and raise some funds for himself and the family, and a couple of charities as well, the Motor Neuron Disease Association and the specialist centre that he's going to in Sheffield, who are the same centre that Rob Burrell has been working with. So we decided to set up a Just Giving page and set up a bike ride. So the plan was to ride our bikes through every club and visit every club and have a stop at every club that he'd played for. I sort of said it and suggested it without realising how many clubs he'd actually played for.
Yeah, this is the problem. I mean, he's not got a Wikipedia page, and it's not your fault, but, you know, he's played for Blackpool, Morecambe, Altrincham, Clitheroe, Lancaster, Kendal, Ashton. It's a long list. Yeah. It's a long list.
Yeah, we've got a few clubs to go to, so we're going to do it over 3 days in May, so the 14th to the 16th of May. We're going to go start at Kendal, and we're going to head down Lancashire on day one. We're going to do sort of Altrincham and Witton, which is where Vicks are, and down towards Leek on day two, and then it's heading back up towards Ashton United and Nelson and Longridge on day three. So we've got our work cut out. You know, I've been doing a bit of cycling as a bit of a football replacement. It's not a football replacement at all, but as something to do on my Saturdays. But I'm not covering anything like the miles that I'm going to need to cover in 2 or 3 months' time. So we're all for a good cause. I know the clubs that we've already spoke to, the clubs, and they're all getting involved, and, you know, they're all going to chip in with bits of replica shirts and stuff like that we can auction off as well. So, you know, the plan is to sort of raise as much money and as much awareness as we can for, you know, not just George and his battle with MND, but the charities as well.
I mean, like we touched upon there about the number of clubs, this the publicity for this fundraising is very much in its infancy at the moment. But given all the clubs that potentially could get involved in this really could snowball.
Yeah, and that's what we hope for. I mean, it's interesting that we've set up an Instagram page, which is Help Big G. And that's been going for sort of 48 hours now. And we've got some famous footballing names are doing little videos for us. So Peter Reid's done one. We had Danny Sculthorpe, the rugby league player, do one yesterday. We know we've got one coming from Joey Barton, for example. But we put one on from Jamie Redknapp last night, which is amazing because I've got access to the account with a few others. And within a couple of hours, we had 100 new followers, which were all female. So it just goes to show you that, you know, that bit of publicity is going to be great for us to sort of help raise funds and awareness. So we've got it in its infancy at the moment, but we know the clubs are going to give it a big push in the next few weeks, and we want to ramp it up as much as we can towards the bike ride and beyond, because there's other, you know, fantastic fundraising events going on as well for George. And I love the fact that football in particular and sport generally, how people, you know, they do come together, and it is a vehicle for you know, for people to bring the best out of people. And we're starting to see that, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And with regards to the bike ride side of things, we spoke off air, Charlie, you're doing something as well with the arduous Three Peaks Challenge, which sounds horrible.
Yeah, there's loads going on. Obviously, a group of lads from Charlie, because George is originally from Coppell, just outside of Chorley. So I know a lot of lads from there are going to do the Three Peaks. They're going to carry, you know, the equivalent of George's body weight. And he's a big lad for those that have played against him. Big, strong, you know, centre half, real leader on the pitch. And the, you know, he's an amenable, he's a great lad to be around. And that's, you can see that from the reaction we've had from people on social media and the well wishes that he's had. So, yeah, loads of little fundraising activities going on. But, you know, we're going to focus on the bike ride at the moment and obviously give as much publicity to all the other events as that we can through the relevant social media.
And the link to the GoFundMe page is available in the description to this podcast. So please do donate generously to that fundraising page there. Mark, I was going to say, though, I mean, with regards to the bike ride side of things, it's all about fitness and that for yourself plus the other people doing it. I mean, how are you coping at the moment with lockdown more generally?
You know, I think they get harder as they go, don't they? I think those of us that have been used to football and used to, you know, that routine of Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Thursday, you know, it does get tough. I mean, we've been obviously checking in with lads at Lancaster, and I know other clubs doing the same, and it is tough. It's getting tougher. I think the worst bit for me is the lack of clarity about what we're going to do. I know you guys talk about it every week on the show, but it's painful for those involved because you just don't have anything to gear up to. You'll know yourself that managers are all generally control freaks and like to control the controllables where they can, and at the moment we're pretty helpless with that. So it's difficult. I think we're really turning our attention to next year now, even though that feels a million miles off before we start pre-season in June potentially. But yeah, it's tough, and I know that the others are finding it difficult as well. I know, you know, managers speaking to managers and sort of trying to air their frustrations and trying to get every snippet of knowledge that you can. But yeah, it's from a personal perspective for everybody as well. I know it's not about football, but because we're all involved in the game, it's that's the thing that comes to the forefront of your mind, I think. But I know personally that it's tough for people, and hopefully some light at the end of the tunnel in the coming weeks.
Yeah, it's looking increasingly likely that we'll get to finish the season in a normal way, let's call it.
Yeah.
But are you hopeful that we might get some football played before the end of the traditional season?
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, I've sort of muted a couple of different ways of doing it. I mean, I know the East-West split is probably off the table now, and I think there was a bit of a push to get the results of last season in with this season, which isn't going to happen. I wouldn't have thought.
Have you worked out where you'd finish if that happened?
I think we'd be sixth. Oh. So, which wouldn't be bad, would it? But we would be outside the playoffs, wouldn't we? So it's no good to me. So yeah, we're not interested in that at all. Having said that, for us at Lancaster, you know, if somebody give us sixth in both seasons, we'd be gutted. But it would show how far we've come, I suppose, as a club. But yeah, I quite like the play each other once idea. And I know that won't happen because I know clubs will say, well, you know, I've got to go to X, Y and Z club away from home. That's not fair. But what's going to be fair now? Probably nothing. So it's you want to play some football or you don't. And, you know, I could see the clubs that potentially got relegated off the back of a play everyone once scenario, you know, would kick up a fuss. And that's the reason I don't think we'll play any football, because I don't think there's any way that you can appease everybody. I don't think there's any way that everyone's going to be happy with a resolution. I think the only way they're going to do that is let's knock it on the head, unfortunately, and all regroup and go again in June.
Well, we've got you on. Obviously, that's the football, and it pales into insignificance for the real reasons why we've got you on, Mark. And just a quick plug one last time for George. And what's coming up? What's the immediate fundraising, and how could people get involved?
Yeah, so we've got a GoFundMe page. And obviously, you said yourself, the link will be in the description of this podcast. We've also got an Instagram page, which is Help Big G. You'll find it just by searching Instagram. Got some great videos off people within the football world on there as well, and yeah, we've obviously got the lots of little fundraising activities going on, but ultimately the bike ride is the one that we're gearing up to in May, and hopefully people will be able to come out to the clubs as we arrive and say hello. And I know George is going to be at the, you know, health permitting, he's going to be at the clubs as well to say hello to people. So yeah, it's all gearing up nicely, and hopefully we can raise a load of money for him and his family and the charities.
Lancaster City manager Mark Fell there, and sending our best wishes to George, and a big good luck to everyone helping to raise money there for a very worthy cause. Let's hear from our next guest on this week's NPL show. That's Basford United chairman Chris Munro. Basford are launching their own Active February initiative aimed at promoting exercise to help raise mental health awareness during the ongoing pandemic. And for more on this, Chris joins us now. And this sounds a great initiative from Basford United. Tell us more about Active February and where it's all come from.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having us on the show. Yeah, this is one... There's been a lot of press recently about the impacts of how the lockdown's having on the youngsters and that. And obviously, as a club, our community section, we've got over 300 children of all ages. So we just thought, you know what, we'll embrace this and try and raise the awareness, get some of the coaches and some of the lads involved, and, you know, let's just give them something when there's nothing else they're doing at the moment.
It is all about keeping active, but keeping your brain active as well. How important is it for you as a chairman of Basford United for the club to be doing something like this?
I think it's important in the community, Ben, to be honest. For us, that's where we put ourselves as being quite a pivotal part. So I personally took it upon myself to lead from the front with this, and I've been quite active in the last week. But, you know, we have seen quite a lot within the club doing this as well and getting involved, and it's good. It just gives them something to focus on, especially the young lads who at the moment that just, you know, they're either on Xboxes or they, you know, they're not got the will to go out. So it's a good initiative all around. And actually, a lot of our first team, who also at the moment they aren't doing much as well, they're getting involved as well. And obviously this isn't actually part of Basford United FC. This is the community side, the non-profit side. So to have your first team as involved as well, I think it's really good. But we've linked it to Mind UK, and we've set up a Just Giving page as well. So hopefully we can you know, create a good impact that way by making a sizable donation.
And the link to that Just Giving page is available on the description to this podcast. And when we talk about Basford United and you know, getting kids involved and that kind of thing, I mean, it comes on the back of a bit higher up with regards to age ranges, but the FA Youth Cup run the club's had this year, kids staying active when they can't be playing football, unfortunately. You know, one day they could be kicking a ball for Basford United.
That's always been our objective, Ben, and my objective since I came into it was to create clear pathways from the very young, you know, all the way up, even past the first team, even to vets football. So, yeah, we've got a good infrastructure. And as I say, 2006, we just had one team at Basford, which was the first team. And now we're up to 30. So we've got a real good platform for any young players that obviously, not only are they good enough, but they're prepared to work hard enough to get to those sort of stages, like you say, the Youth Cup and ultimately the first team.
It would be remiss of me not to talk about the first team, because it's been up until the season suspension. It was turning into a great season, wasn't it, for Steve Chettle's side? But we are where we are at the moment. I mean, how's the club doing at the moment?
I think it's a really difficult time, and I do feel for, you know, everybody involved in the side, from Steve to the coaches, all the way down to the players. It's a difficult time because this is obviously the second season now where we don't know what's going to happen. As I say, we've had two really good seasons, and, you know, a life of football is very short, and they've potentially lost two seasons here. So it's really concerning. And, you know, I know Steve's keeping very active with him in terms of communication, and they have Zoom calls and within their chat groups. So we are keeping an eye on them and just trying to make sure they're aware that, you know, we're here to support them.
Because when it comes to, you know, your vision for the club, I mean, it's been a meteoric rise, but it's still heading in the right direction. I think based on this chat here, the community work the club's doing, the FA Youth Cup, the first team, it's all going in the right direction, isn't it?
We try to keep it like that, Ben. You know, as I say, it's difficult. You know, Basford, in the scheme of it, compared to some of the clubs in the Northern Premier Division, we're quite small scale, and our fan base is quite small, so to have the pathways from the, you know, from the kids and that, it means that we can create our own talent. So it's really important. And as I say, you know, we've had a good run of the last 5 years where a lot of it has come from within the club in terms of progression and development. So we feel we've got a good model. And as I say, it's still got quite a few chapters to go, because we want to keep going if we can.
And speaking of keeping going, I do have to ask you the question: how would you like this season to end? But we've been following the National League and all the trials and tribulations that they've been going through. It's just a no-win situation we find ourselves in as a section of football in this country. It's just impossible, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I say, you know, even if something comes out in the middle of March, you know, these lads haven't played football or trained or anything for 2-3 months. So if we did restart and you give them time to get into it, you know, you could be looking at April before they kick a ball in anger. And it's just the time scale is so short that I think we just have to be realistic and say that, you know, it's going to be very difficult to restart this year. But then we put more emphasis on next year again.
If it does come to that, it'll be such a release, won't it? I mean, the crowds will be up and everything. And that takes me back to why we brought you on in the first place, Chris. And, you know, to talk about the community work the club's been doing in Active February. Just one last plug. How could people get involved and donate and that kind of thing?
We're quite active still in most of the admin areas in terms of social media, in terms of the website and so forth, and podcasts as well. So if anybody wants to get involved, just either drop us a note on email or contact the website or just respond on social media or ultimately just make a donation if you so feel to the page. It'd be really appreciated. And as I say, at this time, you know, it's really, really good initiatives that we're just trying to do here. So yeah, we welcome everything, Ben.
Chris Munro, chairman at Basford United. Hopefully the next time we speak, it'll be about a football match. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
And it would be nice. It seems a long time, Ben, if I'm honest.
It really has been. But keep up the excellent work, Chris, and best of luck with Active February, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you very much.
Chris Munro there, chairman at Basford United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the show. A big thank you to both Mark and Chris for joining me this week. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all stay safe and have a lovely week. Bye-bye.